Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Amber's my sibling, and you must admit, she's lucky to have such a beautiful sis.
I'm beautiful.
It's the Amber Lacey and Amber show.
Amber, are you lucky that I'm so beautiful?
No! I did not like that song. You're not. What?
You're gross.
It didn't say that you weren't beautiful.
Oh.
It implied she was very ugly. That's what I was trying to go for.
Lacey, you bad.
I know. I'm so bad.
Yeah. Look, we're all bad.
We are.
Because this is the time. 'Tis the season to be acting a fool.
Oh. Okay. We need to talk about how we are living together, but Amber's television choices are terrible. So... did I pay to get her kidnapped so that I could watch?
What?
I only paid to get her kidnapped for maybe like 3 hours a day. They kidnap her and then they bring her right back.
No.
She does not like my sci-fi shows.
Yuck.
No. So guys, write in and tell Amber how wrong she is.
Guys,
in fact, just call her. 555.
No, Amber. My number. Why did I get a number that starts with 555?
That's so stupid. And then your name.
Yep, 555 Amber. That's my number.
Weird. And it worked.
It works.
Yeah, this baby.
I don't like it. Look, I like sitcoms and I like sitcoms.
Mm-hmm. But I can get her to watch some like serious detective shows. So I can do that. I can do a serious drama. Documentaries. We do like documentaries.
I love documentaries.
But my favorite show ever is The News, man. Go watch The News all day long.
We
can get her to watch.
Grew up in the house, in a house of news.
Yeah.
All mom and dad watch is The News. They're watching it right now. I'd bet $1 billion.
I love it.
They can't help it. And then I just never thought I would grow up to also watch The News all of the time.
And this, I told Amber this yesterday morning. She looked at me and said, what? Because she kind of was on her laptop. She wasn't paying attention. And I said, you don't have the news on. I came upstairs. She didn't have the news on. I go, how are we going to know if the aliens landed? And she goes, what? What did you? And I said, listen, everybody knows, where are the aliens going to land first when they come to Earth? They're going to come to New York.
They're going to come to New York.
It's on every movie can't be wrong.
Yeah.
It can't. This is where the zombie apocalypse is going to happen.
Right.
It's where anyone wants to take over. So when those aliens come, I need to know.
Yeah. Okay, look. I don't want to watch your trash. And I think, and this is me being reasonable, I think you should watch my trash.
No, your trash is really bad.
Hey.
Guys,
I'm fucking out here in the streets.
Love sci-fi.
Watching like Rick and Morty.
The girl loves Rick and Morty.
Bob's Burgers.
Now, I like Bob's Burgers.
It's cute.
Some of her little cartoons I like. But this child loves cartoons, but won't watch anime?
No.
What's wrong with you? Anime is wonderful.
No. No way. One time we famously were looking at my nephew's iPad as he was watching a show, like a YouTube show. And it was just, you know, I don't know what it's called, but like the drawings instead of the full rendering of the cartoon, just like there's a word for it where it's like just the drawings that are kind of animated, whatever. And he's watching this like animatic. Is that what it's called? I can't see. And he was watching the show and it was like a skeleton and the skeleton was old. And we're like, this is stupid. This cartoon isn't finished. The skeleton won't shut up. He never said anything. Nothing ever happened in this show. And then the skeleton man goes, I've died 87 times.
We're like, well, then what is the point of this? Then who cares if you die one more time?
We used to say that all the time.
We say it all the time. Whenever something's too boring, we go, I died 87 times. Sorry, little
baby.
Watching
the world. It was so weird.
That was the worst. Whatever that was bad.
And but that's not my show.
That's okay, Lacey's show.
Back to my amazing, amazing TV shows.
They're all bad.
I don't know. Maybe in your old age, Amber, you'll learn to love sci-fi because we were raised on it. So I don't know what happened to you.
I don't mind sci-fi. I just mind sci-fi. I used to love sci-fi. I just can't take it seriously.
You're not supposed to take it seriously. It's not real.
Once they're like, we've got to get all the gleeplorps to Zaxxnar. I'm like, no. I tell you this, I don't want to learn.
Glorps matter too.
I don't want to learn new shit. I don't want to learn the laws of your land. I do not want to learn.
I love it.
If you ever have to lean over to me and go, well, she's the queen of the Gleep Glorps. And if they don't get to Zaxxnar 6, then Flu Flu the Roo will be the forever king.
No, I don't want to learn all those things. Take place here. Use these things. Use the fire and water and guns and people and love. Use that.
You sound like an old
fart. Hey,
use these things.
I don't like the tone. I don't like where you're coming from. And I just don't like it.
Okay, well then I have no choice but to fight you.
You're going to lose.
I'm going to lose.
Gonna punch you in your hernia.
Then you're
gonna cry. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Guys. By the time this comes out, we'll know whether or not it was a hernia. But until then, we're always going to wonder. Do I have a hernia?
No.
The gym does that to people.
Yeah, the gym hurt my little feelings, man. You can't just be rolling up into the gym. You have to have some self-control. And I don't. And I think that that shows in everything I do and say.
Fucking Lacey is like, is that too much weight for you? I'm like, absolutely not. It's great. I love it. I'm doing a great job. Flarmp. Yeah. Guys, I was training her in the gym and she was trying to be a hero and she probably should have stopped, but she didn't. And now we think she may or may not have a hernia. I don't know.
Lacey.
I don't know.
Told me to stop.
I did. She keeps going.
But I won't. And I'll never stop. We're going to the gym right now after this.
Oh, no. Yeah, we are.
We are. But don't worry. I'm just going to walk on the treadmill. Okay, everybody? I'm going to be good.
Are we going to talk about our guest?
Oh my gosh. Isn't that a good idea?
I think we babble too much. If we babble too much, you know, guys, take care of that. Kelly Park
is a world famous director. She directs movies. She directs sitcoms. She's directed all the shows that are on air right now, really. A master of the multicam and a master of every other type of sitcom or movie you'd like to shoot. She really knows what she's doing. And you want to know how I know? Because I too have been directed by Kelly Park.
She's amazing and she's fun. She came up and spent some time with us. You're going to hear all about it, but she is hilarious. All we did was laugh and act a fool.
And guys, we're still doing it to this very day. Mm-hmm. Folks, we here at the Amber and Lacey and Amber show would like to send out our special thanks to Kelly Park and all the rest of our guests. We appreciate the time you spend with us because we know it hurts because you have to look at Lacey's stupid face.
I cannot. I can't. Well, I mean, I can. This is my sister and I signed up for this.
Yay. Yeah. Hey, Lacey, do you want to know something great?
Sure.
This episode comes out after my birthday.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Your birthday is right around the corner.
It's right around the corner, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm going to become more beautiful than I've ever been.
Yay, but not as beautiful as me.
Oh,
all right.
Okay, guys, it's Kelly Park. She's coming right after this break. So hold your breath.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep experts. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show. Guess the fuck what? Today, we get to spend time with one of our best friends, and you're never going to believe this. This lady's got the full package. She'll show you how to be funny. She'll show you how to be a great actress, and she'll show you how to tell a story on TV and in film. It's our friend, director Kelly Park. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Oh, I love you guys so much. Hi, babies.
Guys, hello. Kelly was just here.
Okay.
Kelly and her husband were here, and we acted so bad.
We can only tell you about 20% of what we did.
We were horrible. I didn't know. We all acted like that. I mean, I guess I expected that from us, but not Kelly.
Some of us got arrested.
Listen, we were fools. We were fools up in the house, weren't we?
And if you want proof of that, you can go to my Instagram.
Yes.
Because I posted several videos of us acting like assholes.
Yeah.
I can't post some of those
now,
videos.
I won't know. Post some of those. Amber is a baby and goes to sleep early. Kelly and her husband, John and I, we stayed up till like 4 a.m. one night. Just acting fools. There was no reason for this.
They were up.
It was singing and greens.
Singing.
That's what I remember.
Eating collard greens.
Greens, right. And singing. Yeah.
Kelly came here and she cooked a bunch of food and then I ate the food.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
That's basically what happened.
We had a good time.
Kelly, what are all of your feelings?
Oh my gosh. All of my feelings are love, happiness, joy. Oh my gosh. Just so full. I'm full of life and full of love. Been through a whole lot with the writer's strike and the SAG strike. But now we're back.
Yay.
And now we're back and my mind is full of ideas and creativity and you.
Yay. I feel the exact same. Guys, on the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show, we subject our guests to an expert quiz where we take a subject our guest is an expert on and we quiz them. Now, if we win, we're the cutest. And if they win, they're the cutest. Ooh. Kelly, we hear you know a lot about sitcoms.
I sure do, baby. No, all right. Does. Blow it away. Do it.
All right. Our producer, Becca, will administer this sitcom quiz.
Administer. Ooh.
Oh, Lord.
Administer. Like, administer.
That's a big word.
Guys, guys, I'm super smart.
All righty. Are y'all ready for
we know.
Cut It Out?
Okay.
It was so good. We have some true masters of comedy among our midst here. Let's see who knows the most about these famous sitcoms. Are y'all ready?
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Okay. Come on.
First question. What TV show theme song did the lyric come from? I'm just going to say the lyric. Keeping your head above water and making a wave when you can. Is it A?
Keeping your head above water.
Bonus points for singing.
Good times. Good times. Scratching it up by this.
Good times. Says, y'all got it.
Ain't we lucky we got them.
Boom, 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 boom.
Good times.
And this was us when Kelly was visiting.
This was the entire, we did this for days. I lost my voice.
Yes,
and
we did.
I love it. I feel like it's such a treat that I get to be here for this. But you are all correct. The answer is Good Times for the audience. If you didn't get it, it was Good Times.
Yes.
Which ran for five seasons in the 70s. It starred, well, actually, here, some bonus since you already got it. Who did it star? Who are the stars?
Jimmy J.J. Walker.
James and John Amos.
Mm-hmm.
Bernadette Stannis.
Janet Jackson.
You so crazy. Like, what's Penny's mom name, though? What's Penny's mom name? Chip Fields. Chip Fields.
What?
Come on.
Her name is Chip Fields?
Yes. Kim Fields' mom.
It was Kim Fields' mom.
Come on.
It's an extra point for that.
I couldn't tell your name.
Oh, cool.
Her name is Chip Fields, baby.
All righty.
Wow. I love it.
I know.
She's amazing.
Kelly easily. Gonna get
extra 50 points.
We already know.
Like an extra 50 points. We had a really hustle.
All right.
A
better. Next question.
Come on now.
This episode is the most watched episode of Friends. I will accept a general description, but I'm going for the title here.
It's the one where he says, instead of saying Rachel's name, he says the other girl's name. And she's like, should I go up there? He puts the turkey on his head.
Is it that one?
He puts the turkey stuff on his head.
Listen, I didn't watch Friends.
It's true.
I didn't watch Friends. There was nobody black on there. There was nobody black on Friends.
That one.
For 2 days.
Honestly, the only
one time. Tyler. The one time I watched. The one time I watched.
I've watched all of Friends because that's what I used to learn Dutch in Amsterdam. Was those.
What?
Yeah. Those subtitles.
That's some Amber trivia.
Read them out loud. If you want to learn a language. Watch a show that's very easy to follow and just read the subtitles out loud.
Wow. You did
that's
that?
That's what Friends is good for. Friends taught me Dutch.
That's what Friends is for.
So the trick is the show has to be easy to follow because I was doing that to brush up on my Spanish because I am a Nosabo kid. And Narcos is not easy to follow, let me tell you. I was listening.
Oh my gosh.
I was up here learning.
And I'm like,
baby, all you
I'm taking notes.
Kill
like, okay, what is that
That's
slang word?
Nuts.
Google asking my mom later.
Bullet sounds.
But Becca, and this is real, you should Google a show called Destinos, an introduction to Spanish. Have you ever seen that?
It's in like seventh grade. I did.
It's a little soap opera they make.
It is. It's a Spanish learning soap opera.
That's
and they
hilarious.
Have quizzes at the end of the episode.
And it's so slow. Yeah.
And it's based in Puerto Rico.
And she's like,
I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm doing that today.
It's the cutest show.
Kim, we're doing
and you can follow it.
I got to go back to
Becca, that's probably too easy for you. But it's the best.
But okay, y'all have any more guesses on Friends episode?
It's no, okay, it's Russ's wedding. Final answer.
It is the one after the Super Bowl.
Oh my God, what is it?
It is the two-part episode that aired after the Super Bowl in 1996. And it was the most watched episode of the series. It had 52.9 million people tune in as Chandler almost hooked up with Julia Roberts. Joey was stalked by Brooke Shields, and Monica and Rachel fought over Jean-Claude Van Damme.
The Brooke Shields
episode. I just saw Julia Roberts say this was the highest rated episode.
We were watching
that
show.
We were watching that.
And we still didn't get it.
Still didn't get it.
So that shows you.
Still didn't get it.
That's negative 40 points.
I feel like the turkey one was a good guess.
Because we should have got it.
Is a good guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll give you
the wedding one. That's what I
remember. Half a point for us.
Because we tried.
Okay.
We named an episode.
Next question. Point. True or false? Fair. Tia and Tamara met at a department store in Sister Sister.
True.
True.
Absolutely correct. You are all correct.
Yes. It is we true. All know that.
That was so much faith. I didn't know.
Yes.
I
remember
it. At Detroit Shopping Mall, twins Tia and Tamara meet for the first time. They bond quickly, but their parents are another story. Things are fine until Lisa gets a job in St. Louis, and Tia is worried that she will not see Tamara. Tia and Tamara decide to run away to Minneapolis via bus station, but quickly forget when Lisa and Ray immediately come when Tia left a note on behalf of her and Tamara leaving. Mm. So there you go. That's the plot of Sister Sister.
That's fantastic.
Yay.
I love it.
I wish I had more trivia on Sister Sister.
I watched every episode.
It wasn't a lot. They were like, yeah, that was an incredible show that spun off their careers. I was like, cool. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah. Next question. Which character becomes a wanted fugitive during the final season of The Office? Is it A, Creed? B, Andy. C, Dwight.
Dwight. Wait, a wanted Dwight. Criminal?
Yes, a wanted fugitive.
I would say
so
Dwight.
All y'all are agreeing on Dwight?
Yes.
Yeah. Yep, that's Dwight.
What? Dwight was my guess too when I was looking this answer
I
up.
Guess Dwight.
But who was it?
It was Creed.
No.
Who's Creed?
No.
Apollo Creed?
After becoming a wanted fugitive, Creed fakes his own death only to be discovered living at the office in Ryan's old closet. Creed sings a song on the guitar for the office before being arrested.
Who's Creed?
I don't know. I didn't get that.
Come far. On.
I can't remember.
I don't know what he looked like. He better not be
look
the black
Creed.
Man.
Look up Creed.
Okay. He's the like really old.
I thought that was him. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't want to like.
Looking dude.
That's hilarious. That's a good one.
That is a good one. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Okay. We all blew it. Including me.
All right.
Nice.
All right.
All of us.
Next question.
Yeah.
Name all the Brady children.
Okay.
I can
oh
do
my
this.
God.
Cindy.
Marsha.
Peter.
Marsha.
Jan. Marsha. And two more.
Who? Who?
Yeah.
Is it in the song?
I'm going to see if you're going to get this because it's tricky. It's tricky, Amber.
It's in the song?
I don't know. I was just thinking.
No,
it's not in the song. But that was the bonus question. And three
so,
all the same
so we know
songs.
Jan, Marsha, Cindy. Those are the girls. We
yes,
know that.
Okay.
You are correct.
Those are the girls. The boys.
The
Greg.
The boys
Greg.
Are Greg. That's right. Peter.
Greg. Peter.
Elmore?
And who?
I don't know.
Steve.
Billy.
Billy.
No. 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 And Greg. I can see it. Greg.
Brad.
Peter. And Bobby.
Bobby.
Wait. But there was another little boy that came in named Oliver. Y'all remember Oliver?
Yeah, I don't have
Oliver.
That in there,
and the dog named Tiger.
Oliver is
their cousin. The
thank
little
you.
White boy.
Their cousin with the blonde hair. Yeah. Oliver.
That right. show was like, we need
now,
more
that's the
children.
Show I watched. I watched the Brady Bunch because it was so fantastical. Somebody had a dad. I was like, wow, this is amazing.
Well, do y'all know the song? Do y'all want to
yes.
sing it?
Yes.
Here's a story of a man named Brady.
Who was living on his own.
They were four men living all together.
Yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow.
And she knew it was much more than a hush. That this group
would somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch.
That's the way.
That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Big slay. Y'all killed it.
Yay.
That was perfect. Everyone gets a bonus point for that. All right.
Yes.
Next question. Which sitcom did Steve Urkel from Family Matters make a guest appearance on? Was it A, Different Strokes, B, Roseanne, C, Alf, or D?
Full House, baby.
It was Full House.
Absolutely.
Full House.
Now knock that out of the park. It is Full House.
I loved Urkel.
Guess
it was a party. It was a party they were having and he was teaching people how to dance.
Do the Urkel.
Oh my goodness.
In 1991, episode of Full House, Stephanie gets framed. Steve is called in to help Stephanie Tanner, Jodie Sweetin, deal with her anxieties after she has to get glasses. And then at the end of the day, you know, the glasses and the party and the dance.
Yeah.
Cute. Yes.
Kelly,
I remember the dance.
Full House?
I remember the dance. Yes. They had a dad in there. I watched
they
it.
Three dads, really.
Kelly got
there was a lot
was
of dads.
Requirement.
Gotta be a dad.
Just gotta be a dad.
Gotta be a dad in there.
He'd be a killer. Just put him in there. She don't care.
Is he a dad?
Be a dad.
Is there a dad in there? She's watching.
All right. Next question. True or false? The Munsters live on 1313 Raven Lane.
I don't know the answer to that, but I do want to say
yes.
This.
Yes.
Years ago.
That's right.
I shot a pilot for Universal Studios and my house was the Munster's house.
Get out of here.
So they took the Munster's house. Yes, they did. They painted it.
That's phenomenal.
Pink, and it was my house for a day.
Get out of here.
Yes,
Amber.
Man. They put pictures of my family right in the door where you could see it. But like
that's
real
so
family, like
dope.
It was Lacey.
I love it.
It was so cute. And we sat on the porch and
I
we
love
had a
that.
Scene. It was great.
More Amber trivia.
More Amber trivia for you.
So wait, are y'all all voting true?
Yes, it's yes.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. Yes
I vote false.
Oh, Amber's right. It is false.
Amber always goes against the
group.
It goes against the group.
It is.
What is it?
Why?
The Munster Mansion is located on 1313 Mockingbird.
Mockingbird.
Not Raven Lane. The Munster Mansion is located and where the Munsters took place is state of Washington. So was it... I'm asking, Amber, so was it filmed in Washington or was there a set
in Universal? It was filmed at Universal Studios, but it was the house specifically was in the back lot of Universal Studios in L.A.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
that's so cute.
Is it still there, Amber?
Yep.
It's still there.
You can see it in Candy Cane Lane because they filmed it right there.
Are your pictures still there?
What?
No. Are your family pictures?
It's in the movie Candy Cane Lane.
Yeah, that house is everywhere. And
I'm watching it.
It was also the neighborhood where they shot Desperate Housewives. So
yes,
you really recognize
right.
it when
I
you look at it.
I do remember that from the Universal Studios
tour. That's right.
My dad loves going on that tour.
They don't say
every time we're
it's
in California,
Amber Ruffin's
that's amazing.
failed pilot. They don't say that.
I'm going to go there today and
we
tell
them
that.
Them.
Yep, yeah. I'm going. It's down the street from me, so I'm going.
Put up your own sign, please.
Yay.
I'm
going
to put up my own sign.
This used to be Amber's house. This used to be my
all right.
disrespect.
Y'all ready for the next question?
Yes.
Yes, do it.
Okay. Who was the first actor to be nominated for an Emmy for the same character on three different sitcoms? Was it A, Andy Griffith, B, Kelsey Grammer, C, Lisa Kudrow, or D, Robin Williams?
Oh, Robin Williams.
Okay, we got one for
he
Robin.
Was
wait,
Mork
why?
From
why?
Mork. Mork from Ork.
Yes.
But he was also Wherever That Came From. So he was on Mork and Mindy, but he was also Wherever That Came From. Because Mork...
What do you mean, Wherever That
Mork
Came From?
Mork and Mindy is a spinoff.
Oh, from Happy Days.
From Happy Days. So he got it on Happy
Days. Yes, it is.
Oh, but what else?
Yes, it is.
What else?
I don't know what the third one would be.
Okay, I don't think that's
I'm
right.
I'm going to say Andy Griffith.
Okay, we got one for Andy Griffith. One for...
Okay, what are the choices?
Andy Griffith, Kelsey Grammer, Lisa Kudrow, and Robin
It's Kelsey Grammer.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Kelsey, Andy Griffith,
we
and Robin.
We're going to talk about it.
And it is Kelsey Grammer.
Mm-hmm. What's the third show? Cheers, Frasier.
It just
and...
feel like
oh god dang Cheers.
For his
Cheers,
yeah, Frasier. For his performance as Frasier Crane in Cheers, Kelsey Grammer was Emmy Award nominated twice as an outstanding supporting actor in the comedy series, but did not win in 1988 and 90 for the same role in the Wings episode Planes, Trains, and Visiting Cranes.
He was on
yes!
Emmy nominated for the same category in 1992 for the same role in Cheers spinoff Frasier. Grammer was consecutively nominated as an outstanding lead actor in a comedy series during the show's run for the whole year time the shows ran, except for the year 2003. He won the lead category in 94, 95, 98.
And oh my God. Wow.
What a star.
That's amazing.
that is incredible,
is
honestly.
Amazing.
He really milked that cow.
What a feat. What a feat.
What a
What's
feat.
This next question?
What
okay.
A
y'all got two more questions. All right.
Okay.
So name that comedy, a show about the lives of students and doctors at
Scrubs.
A teaching hospital.
Oh,
you're so
yes.
right.
Damn. Okay, Amber. Okay.
All right.
Yes.
Amber gets
Scrubs.
One. Yes. Scrubs. It is Scrubs.
The baby did it. The baby did it. Yes.
How many seasons did it last? If anyone wants to get a bonus.
Way more than
Scrubs?
You think.
I think six.
Yeah, six.
Six?
If you say six, I'll say seven.
Seven?
I'm copying off Kelly and saying six.
Why?
Amber is closest.
I think six.
It is eight seasons.
Dang it.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
I know. Crazy.
I like
the baby did it again.
It ran
the baby did it again. Look, go baby. Look at the
baby.
And then
go baby. Okay, baby.
Your last question. Name your favorite sitcom. And who can
say Living Single?
I loved it.
Yeah, that's right.
I know everything.
Okay, okay. Mine is Facts of Life. You take the good, you take the bad, you take the both, and there you have Facts of Life. The Facts of Life. There's time you gotta go. You're growing, you're growing, now you know, now you know about the facts of life.
Facts of life.
The facts of life. The
facts of life. I love Facts of Life.
When the world never seems
to do what?
To be living.
Up to what?
Up to your dreams.
Suddenly, what happened?
You're finding out the facts of life are all about you.
All about who?
You. You. Okay.
It checks out. What?
You and Lacey always with the last ooh and ah.
Love it.
Every you time.
Have to.
You have never left the ooh and ah unsung. That's never happened. Every last time.
Every time.
Okay, who is the winner of the quiz?
Amber, you are.
No.
You won by half a point.
The baby won?
She stole it.
I stole it.
From half a bonus point. So technically, Kelly won. Ever
okay,
talk about
thank
true points?
You. Thank
Kelly
you.
Won. Ever talk about
yes.
cheating? Points,
yes.
Amber won.
Okay.
Amber
I love
won.
Cheating.
Not as much as me.
Not as much as Lacey. But I will cheat.
I love.
I don't. Lacey cheats because she really wants to win.
Yeah.
I cheat for chaos' yes. sake. I just like chaos. See what we
that
can
sounds
do.
Like you.
Yay.
You're chaotic. I know. Baby chaos. There it is.
Touch it. Smash it.
I love it.
I know that's bad, guys. All hail Kelly, the queen of sitcoms.
Come on.
That was fun, and there's more fun on the other side of this break, so stay tuned.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. We're back with our good friend Kelly
Park. Now, we love her so much that we just can't stand it, which is a perfect segue into our next segment, Can You Stand It? Kelly, in this part of the show, we like to gush about gush. We like to gush, still bad, but after you say gush, then you know something horrible.
You know.
We like to go on and on about the people, places, or things that we love so much in our lives. We want you to join us. Kelly, Lacey.
Yes.
Amber.
Yes.
What have you been loving lately? This could be anything. It can be a person, place, thing, feeling, or fart. Lace?
Okay. I just found out. And this is a real thing. Okay. So everyone, get your phones out.
Oh.
If you dial 719-26-OATS or 719-266-2837, you'll get Call & Oates. Oops. And you can choose whatever Hall & Oates song you want to hear. And it just
get out of here.
And it's so funny.
Do it again.
Say the number.
719-266-2837. You'll get a little English lady that goes, what is your Hall & Oates emergency? Hey, here we go. Listen.
Your emergency Hall & Oates helpline. Press 2.
You're a rich girl and you're gone too.
What?
Because you know it don't.
And you know it don't. What?
That checks out. That checks out.
Guys,
it's real.
That's incredible.
You need a little Hall. But every star needs this.
Yeah.
I need it. I need that's a bigger incredible. Hotline.
Yeah.
Because I love Hall & Oates. Don't get me wrong.
That's amazing.
But do you know that
for everybody?
Hall & Oates, one of them is suing the other right now.
I know. That's just highly Darryl disturbing. Hall, I don't want to talk about it.
I hate
it. Is suing, yeah.
Come on. I hate it. Those are my Philly brothers.
Outright. I want them to love each other forever.
They have to.
They have to. In our brains, they
I
will.
I want them to love each other in a sexual way.
But if
and I don't
Amber
think I'm alone.
Steals the rights to my album.
See?
Kelly.
She's going to fight.
Come on. Come on.
My flute album that I'm putting out?
You better not.
Don't come out with a flute album.
If you come out with a flute album,
I
will throw it in the trash.
When I was little, I could play a mean kazoo. You thought you was doing something. Remember, you was like,
listen. I played the recorder. Remember, y'all remember the recorder?
Yeah. It's still the flute. It's
the flute's cousin. The Pied Piper.
Guys, when you guys start a band, I will not be in the audience.
Yeah, but she's going to try to steal it from us, though, Kelly, right?
She's going to try to steal it.
Steal it.
Yeah,
I
we know.
That song. No, you didn't, because we made it up.
Yep.
We make it up every time we get on stage.
That's her.
The audience
you know
is
that.
So mad. They're mad at you. They're super mad.
Okay.
Kelly,
livid.
Is there anything in your life that you love so much? You just can't stand
yes.
it?
Yes.
Oh, what is it?
Yep. Good underwear. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
I just went through all my drawers and threw out.
Yeah.
All my old
drawers.
Panties.
Yeah. All your old drawers.
And I got some, all my drawers in the drawers. Yeah. Yeah. I threw out and I have good ass underwear now.
Oh, for good your job. Good ass.
Oprah style. I feel like Oprah Winfrey. I do.
Good job. Yeah. I have a lot of underwear that is very, very small, but it looks like the underwear that's the right size. And I will not
exactly.
take the time out. It would take 1 minute, buds. I will not take
why
the time
don't you do
out
it?
To take them out
no.
and put them in the trash.
Yep. Amber and I have not talked about this. I have the same.
Talk
I
about it.
I picked that old
let's
ass
go.
Underwear and brought
you
it
shouldn't
to New
have
York.
Picked it.
Why did I bring that to New York? I'll take it.
You brought your old panties
I'll take
to New York?
It one step further.
What?
Sometimes you put it on because you're like, it's there. Thinking,
listen.
This is fine. But then when you're halfway and, you know, you're walking in Times Square and it's cutting off the circulation yeah. on your thigh, you're rethinking your life.
Yeah.
Then you don't.
Or how about when your ass just eats the underwear? That's what
wrong.
I like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Your ass
because,
eats it.
You know it. We're getting a little heavier.
Yeah.
But you, in your mind, you think, I can still fit this.
Yeah.
You can't. So let's yeah. do a PSA right
they're
now.
They're like this
public
wide.
Service yeah. announcement.
Okay.
Throw your old underwear away.
Hey, everyone. This is a public service announcement from Kelly Park, Amber Ruffin, and Lacey Lamar.
You think your booty can fit in there? It can't.
So throw your old underwear away.
Throw it out now.
Because
right
your
now.
Butt is hungry. It's hungry for underwear. And if you put on that tiny underwear, your butt's going to eat it.
Gobble it up.
It's going to eat it all up.
So
gobble, gobble.
Take it from me, a person who had to have their legs cut off because she put on some fucking tiny underwear like a goddamn idiot.
I'm done. It's over.
Shame
it's
on
over.
Us. But I do like a public service announcement, and there aren't enough. Hey, Amber, what do you love lately? Okay, Kelly and Lacey. I'm not going to say what I normally say. I'm not going to say what I normally say.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
But there is this restaurant.
I can't stand you, Kelly.
This restaurant, you guys got it.
I'm done.
You guys got
what?
It.
What?
You know.
She's not going to say it. She's going to say it.
It's good
time.
For adults. It's good for children. It's got a huge menu and a great staff. It's the Cheesecake Factory.
Again, Amber, we're going to keep going with this.
I'll never stop.
Name some of your favorite items. Name some of your favorite items. From
Thank you for asking.
Name it now.
Bang, bang, chicken and shrimp.
Yep.
The pot stickers, the house salad, the Santa Fe salad. The Tex-Mex egg rolls, the Buffalo Blast. Buffalo Blast are number one. This new Celebration Cheesecake. New Celebration Cheesecake. I really enjoy it. They've discontinued the Dutch Apple Cheesecake. You're not going to find that on the menu if that's what you're hungry for.
You are making me sweat right now. You understand? Mm-hmm. I got the sweats.
I go there all the time. This is not a game. You think this is a game? It's literally a game. We're doing a fucking fun podcast. This is a game.
This is a game. We've been in it.
Could be more of a game. Amber Lacey,
I am so tired.
Nothing but a big ass game.
Dead serious in this bitch.
That's hilarious. Yeah. You know all the items.
Fuck yeah. Damn. I wonder how many of the items I could name if I sat down.
That would be a really good, yeah. You named like 15 just then.
Once I was on, I think, Good Morning America. Whatever. They gave me a Cheesecake Factory quiz and I got every question wrong. And I was like,
"Oh, you did!
How is this possible?
You were off."
But they were like, "What year was the Cheesecake Factory?" I don't fucking know.
Get out of here!
Who invented the cheese? I don't fucking know.
They did ask you about food. You would have known that.
They tried to trump me. Wait, what? Trump me? Oh, trump me. You forget that word has another meaning.
You forget.
God,
I don't say that word.
No, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. You know who does say that word? Frasier.
Who?
Hey, everybody.
And there it is.
So sorry. Guys, it's really sad that this show has to end.
No.
I know.
No, I don't want it to go away. Stop.
I know. You're lying.
It's only this part of the show. But like me, Kelly, and Lacey fucking yapping, that shit will never end. It's forever. You're going to see videos of it on my Instagram. So go ahead and take a look. It's really loud. And that's how I can best describe us.
Mm-hmm. I love
Kelly, do you have any parting words?
I do.
Or projects people can stay tuned for? What do you feel like leaving us with?
Ooh, that's really incredible. First of all, be kind to each other. Always lead in love, as we know. Throw your panties out.
That's right.
Take them off and throw them out. Throw your panties out. And just look for the Black Lady director, Kelly Park. Kelp 1031 on Instagram. Look for me. I'll post all the stuff I'm getting into. I'm definitely getting into more stuff with y'all.
Yay! Which is fights. The three of us are going to fight anybody who dares.
Amber has been in a fighty
mood
all day.
I've been so fighty all day. Guys, I'm not normally fighty, but I'll cut you.
You will.
Guys, I have to say this. A million years ago, me and Kelly shot a pilot. And it was the fucking best time I've ever had in my life. Kelly directed it. This should be called the pilot episode because I mentioned it wasn't the one in the Munster's house. It was a different one at Universal.
Yes.
And it was called Non-Evil Twin, and it was the most fun I've ever had.
It was the best show ever.
It was the best show.
It was incredible.
Ever.
Amber, you smashed it. You killed it so hard. You were amazing.
Thank you.
Played all these different people. You were fantastic.
We did a very good job. I was very wild and didn't know what I was doing. But Kelly was like, that's okay. Are you willing to do a bunch of work? And I was like, ooh, yeah. Don't nobody work harder than me. Work all day and part of the night. I don't give a rip. So then we did. And then it turned out so cute. You guys, it was fun. That was really...
It was incredible.
A very good time. Now, I don't know a lot about choosing pilots, but they were wrong. Yeah. And it was the most fun a human being can
have. They completely blew it. They blew that. They blew it.
They blew it.
Yes.
But we did have a good time. And we're going to have another million good times. Okay?
Yes, we are. Yep.
Yeah.
Promise. Yeah. Promise. We're working on it right now.
We're working on it. There's going to be a movie starring me with just me.
Yes. Yes.
It's called Me. Let me sing you the title
song.
Me.
Well, I have to direct it.
That's right. Yeah. Kelly's going to direct it. I don't want to be in anything you're not directing.
It's called Me. You can't be, you can't be in there.
I want to be in it.
Nick Kelly, when I was told what this show was about,
I want to be in.
I know
it was about me, and I was like, "What in it?"
I want to be
you
in it.
You got to put.
Let's let
you
the, baby
put the baby in it.
In it.
Baby's
in it now.
The baby's in it. The baby's in it.
Us. Okay, Lacey, is that for real? Your dream project?
Yeah,
we're gonna go around and say our dream projects.
Oh, our dream.
Okay.
Projects are, I would love to be on a show, Amber, shut up, that didn't have a script. And then Kelly loosely tells us what the scene is going to be. And we just improv it. Like, this is what. This
can
is
you the, do that? I do you think do you can do that?
Amber can do that. We're going to do it. I don't. And Amber, why don't I want to be tied down to a script? Kelly, I don't want to be tied down to a script. Okay.
She's saying that because she...
I would be up for that challenge. God, I want to do it.
Lacey, we can do it.
That's the best idea I've ever heard.
When I tell you stop, I didn't know that was a thing. I was watching a show and then whatever show that is that's on, they were like, we don't really have a script. People just riff off. I saw it on like Entertainment Tonight and I was like, I can do that. We can just take
what
it.
What show are you talking film, about?
It was a show of white people and they were sitting at a
Curb
dinner
your
table.
Enthusiasm?
It had to be that. And
it was
they were like,
enthusiasm.
We didn't have a script in this scene. I don't know if they never have a script. And they're like, they told us we're the goal to get to. And we did it. I was like, I can definitely do that.
Did it work? And did it work? Did you see it?
It worked.
Guys,
can do that. So you think you can do that?
Kelly.
She could do it.
You seen me, Kelly. Kelly. Okay. I have to say this.
Tell them.
Me, Amber, and Kelly played a game.
Yes.
And I'm proud of it because I made the game up. It was called, Is This a Real Song?
Oh my God, you guys.
And we each sat there and made up songs to each other and we had to tell each other if they were real or
guys,
not.
Guys, this is the single most fun game,
best game
of
ever.
All time.
We cried.
It's amazing.
Cried
best game
ever. Best time also, ever.
It was fantastic.
It was a great game. Also, I need to give a shout out to my best friend, John Park, who is Kelly.
Yes, Parker, baby.
Park's husband.
Yes.
And, you know, I wrote him some songs. We don't need to say the name of his song. But I like to give people a theme song. And he has one of the best theme songs ever. We don't have to go there.
Can we just sing it? Can we just sing it? Come on. Ready? Doom, doom, doom.
Little booty job.
Little booty job.
Little booty job. You haven't guessed it. John got little booty.
He got...
Got a song called Little Booty John. Okay, that's neither here nor there. Back to our show that we are going to create. That's what we're going to do.
Guys, that's a very good idea.
Okay.
I don't want to get into the details of it, but I've already figured it out.
Yeah.
It's a great idea. I'm aware Curb Your Enthusiasm exists. I don't care.
We're doing it. We're doing it.
I think
it's going to be bigger and better.
I think it should be like...
Bigger and blacker.
And blacker.
And blacker.
Get your son.
It's Kimmy.
I know, my son Kimmy. It's Kimmy with her snaggle tooth.
She's so ugly.
She's so cute.
Get your daughter. I'm sorry. Wrong.
Kimmy.
Kimmy, don't bite me.
She is my son.
Kimmy, bite. Okay. Now my dream. Kimmy's mad.
Come on.
Is someone?
Kimmy's livid.
On your lap.
Livid. I should. Come on, Kimmy.
What's wrong
Go
with
ahead.
That? Here's my
your dream project.
Project.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Okay. Come on.
It's a musical superhero show where I get to be strong and punchy and then sing a song about why I murdered you.
Will you dance? Will you dance and murder?
Yes.
She'll dance.
At the same time?
Yeah. That's part of
it. Yay.
Guys, I haven't thought it through, but those two sentences feel pretty right.
I think that's real, though. I think you can do it,
Amber.
I feel
correct.
I think you can. Okay.
Yep.
Miss Kelly Park.
Yeah.
What's your dream project?
My dream project is to actually do a film underwater.
Oh.
Kelly.
Do I get to be a mermaid?
Come on.
Kelly.
I love anything with mermaids, Kelly. For
real? I want to do a whole film under
what's the water. Theme, premise? What's it about?
That's a really good question, and I have no idea.
Okay.
All right. All I know is it could be a love story under water.
Can they be mermaids? Are you okay with that?
I think there should be mermaids, mermen, yay! All of them.
Lacey loves
but
mermaids.
Completely love submerged, mermaids. But like in real, like with tables and chairs and things.
Okay.
Plants, you know.
Yeah. I'm 100%
cars,
there.
All of it.
Okay.
Yep.
100%. I'm behind you. We're doing it.
Guys, the cameras are going to get wet.
Be quiet. They've done it this a million times.
It's okay. I think they have waterproof cameras.
Every time I see a sequence underwater, I can't breathe and it makes me have to stand up.
This is what I found out that now I have a fear of is sitting in a theater watching an ocean scene and a big whale goes by that could swallow up. Like when they show a person, I'm done. It makes me have anxiety. Huh. It's so weird. It's almost like a heights thing.
Something is
wrong with
y'all. I have
to close my eyes. I don't want to see a large animal swimming near a tiny person.
Are you serious?
I'm serious. I can't look.
Animals are hungry.
I can't look.
That's your brain.
It is.
That's your brain, Lacey. Yeah. Yep.
But
your brain.
Your brain.
Me.
See? There we go.
Yay, us. It's going to be a good show. Yay. I love you too, Lacey. Guys. That was our show. Follow Kelly at Kelp1031 and follow us at Amber Ruffin and at Lacey Lamar 1. If you like what you heard, say something nice and rate and review us. And if you didn't like what you heard, fucking come over here and say that shit to my face.
The baby will get you.
Oh, guys, I'm so sorry.
Thank you for tuning in. I wonderful. Love you so much. Good boy.
Oh, love you so much. Bye.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I think my battery's dead.
With free battery testing and charging, we can help you get back on the road.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
So what if I need a new one?
We have the right Duralast battery for you, only at AutoZone.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
And what about my old battery?
We can recycle it right here at America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.